Tuskegee University football player shot and killed, a model student athlete. By Amy Furr on March 20, 2022. Tuskegee University sophomore wide receiver Reginald Sumage was fatally shot in Alabama, and authorities have arrested a suspect in the case. Sumage was reportedly trying to stop people from fighting during an off-campus party when the incident occurred, WRBL reported on Sunday. Late Friday, Tuskegee officers answered a call regarding a shooting with injuries at Washington Plaza, and the student was located in the nearby parking lot, where Sumage was pronounced dead. Investigators have arrested 21-year-old Marquavius DeBrow in the murder of a Tuskegee University student. DeBrow is not a student and is being held on bond. The shooting remains under investigation, the outlet said. According to WSFA, officials are holding DeBrow at the Macon County Detention Facility and have set bail at $150,000. In a social media post on Saturday, the Tuskegee University Alumni Southeastern Region said the university was saddened to learn about the death of Sumage. The group noted the young man was a sophomore construction science management major from Montgomery, Alabama, an honor roll student in 2021, and a star player with the Tuskegee Golden Tigers football team. Football coach and athletic director Reginald Ruffin noted that Sumage was a model student athlete and inspired his teammates and friends with optimism and care for others. This up-and-coming Golden Tiger worked last season in the press box with us on the 2 Digital Network, due to an injury and was fine young man. His coaches said he was on his way back and looking forward to the upcoming season. Golden Tiger alumni, please join us in prayer for his family. In February, President Joe Biden reacted to rising crime by advocating for more gun control. However, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, responded, saying the crisis cannot be blamed on the Second Amendment. This is Joe Biden's crime crisis. This is not a hashtag Second Amendment crisis, she wrote on social media. 10-plus million Americans legally bought their first gun over the past 2 years. Why? Because of Democratic policies like defund the police and hashtag bail fail that we have in NY. They have had enough, she added.